This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
I want to go breakfast on Capricorn FM Limpopo Side of Frequency with Complexion and Mpomashita. We are carrying on with the conversation around COVID-19 related updates.
So we told you earlier on that Limpopo and the Eastern Cape have tied at first place in the country's immunization drive. I mean, we have both vaccinated more than 26% of our population. And today in our conversation, we're focusing on why vaccine drives in rural provinces have been winning and what can the rest of the country learn, you know, from us as Limpopo. You know?
Oh, yes.
So to have this conversation, we are joined on the line by a health journalist from Bekisisa, Aisha Abdul Karim. Good morning, Aisha. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning, and thanks so much for having me on the show.
Thank you for joining us. So, you know, we've been long in the lead. Even before the Eastern Cape caught up, Limpopo has really been doing the work. Do you think the rest of the country or other provinces are surprised that rural provinces are in the lead when it comes to the vaccination drives?
Yeah, so currently Limpopo is still holding the number one spot when it comes to you know, the percent of the population that's fully vaccinated. I think as of last night, the province is at 29% fully vaccinated. And I do think it was a surprise. I don't think people were ready for the Eastern Cape and Limpopo to be the front runners. I think a lot of people expected that, you know, provinces with high population cities like Gauteng, Western Cape, and KZN would be the ones that had, you know, huge vaccine rollouts. And then it just turned out that Limpopo and Eastern Cape really came out at the front because of how they were able to really work with communities and get to these hard-to-reach areas and get people on board with vaccination, which is really incredible and just such an achievement for the province.
Yeah, you know, in everything you're saying, I mean, you believe that there are great lessons that other provinces can learn from us as Limpopo in the Eastern Cape, because first of all, with the challenges that we obviously have in terms of many things, we are still able to come out tops. So just take us through your thoughts in terms of what you think, what the challenges were, and what you think other provinces can learn from what how we've been able to achieve.
Yeah, so I think that there's a lot of lessons that we can learn from those provinces and from how, you know, I think it's not just the provincial health departments. I think what these provinces highlight is that getting people on board with vaccination is really a very massive undertaking and requires huge collaboration. The reason why the rollout was such a success in these areas is because it wasn't just health departments going out. It was partnering with NGOs that, like, so organizations that are familiar with these areas, that know how to get there, that know the communities. It's working with community healthcare workers who are going out, they're providing people with information, they're letting them know that, you know, on this day vaccines are going to be available. And then it's also working with the community itself. So it's utilizing people in that community. It's going to your ward counselors, your community leaders, you know, getting them on board to help, you know, convince members of the public to come through and get vaccinated. And then I think a really important component is the advocacy that people who've been vaccinated themselves can provide. So, you know, we've heard from some of these vaccination sites that a lot of people will know that the site will be active on this day, but so they'll come and watch people be vaccinated. And then it's those people who, after they've gotten their jab, you know, they go and talk to, like, other community members. They say, like, they feel fine.
Sure.
And they try and, like, get, like, you know, their peers to come through and get vaccinated. And so I think that really the biggest lesson that you can get from this is the importance of having everybody at every single level involved, and to definitely not undercount the very important role that the community itself plays in, you know, reassuring their friends and their family that it's worth getting this vaccine.
Yeah. I know I'm not only speaking for myself here, but generally we've got a problem with consistency. I mean, even when we go to doctors and they give you a prescription and they tell you, look, you need to take this until the last tablet. By tablet number 10, if I feel okay out of 20 tablets, I stop, you know, because I am okay now. And that consistency also rubs off when it comes to the COVID-19 vaccine. I mean, you mentioned that a lot of people have a problem with going back for their second Pfizer dose. Are we struggling generally as a country?
Yes. So I think when it comes to the second Pfizer dose, this was really a huge concern, particularly with more rural communities, because when you're dealing with populations that are migrants, so people that are moving around a lot, there was a worry that people would not return for their second dose, because it's possible that, you know, when it reaches 6 weeks, the person that you gave the first shot to will not be in that same community 42 days later, or they won't be available to come through and get vaccinated. Unfortunately, it's still quite early in the rollout because they only started giving Pfizer in rural communities later, it's hard to judge how successful, you know, it's going to be to get people returning. And I think that's why it's really important that, you know, Johnson & Johnson, which is just one dose, which means people only have to come once and then they're fully vaccinated, is really a much more feasible option for, like, more rural communities, because then people, you don't have to worry people about coming back and returning.
Yeah.
In, you know, areas where they have succeeded, it's really about very thorough follow-up, which is, you know, it requires a lot of manpower to do that, which is you have to be getting everyone's contact details, following up with them constantly, asking them if they, you know, have transport to get to their second dose. So I think that there's a lot of steps that need to be put in place to get people to get to the second dose on time. And that's why it's really much simpler to opt for the Johnson & Johnson, so that you can save the resources and make sure that people are getting fully vaccinated as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, well, people are approaching this like in business, you know. In business, you have to test the water with one leg. You can't put both of them in. So if the first dose treats me well, going back for the second one. So getting one shot at a go for a lot of people seems to be a problem. But we hope to change that perception, and maybe we'll increase from 26% to 50% in no time. But we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you very much, Aisha.
Thank you.
That was Aisha Abdul Karim, a health journalist at PKCSA.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.